The wildfires that scorched Northern California this month destroyed thousands of homes and caused more than $1 billion in damage. But insurance will only go so far. It might replace the houses themselves, but people also lost irreplaceable mementos gathered throughout their lives. Suki Lewis of member station KQED reports from Santa Rosa.
Squatting next to a warped metal gun safe in what was her kitchen, Kimberly Fulkerth scoops small mounds of ash into a metal screen, sifting for anything that might have survived.
The only thing I am sad about is photos of my kids and our wedding pictures, that kind of stuff.
Fulkerth collected art. Her husband bought and restored old clocks.
We lost 87 clocks. But again, they're just things that you collect. You can just keep collecting.
Fulkerth says she's sad at the loss, but she keeps reminding herself that she will rebuild. Down the street in this completely devastated neighborhood, Scott Birdsall looks out over his lot at the burned-out husks of appliances, while his wife, Julie, stands in what used to be their living room. She's wearing rubber boots and gloves, looking for anything that might be salvageable.
I guess she found her high school yearbooks. Is there anything left of them? No? Wonderful.
Oh my God.
Yeah, this is pretty surreal.
Scott gestures toward the charred shell of a car. It rests on its roof about 50 feet from where it was parked, thrown by hurricane-strength winds during the fire.
Over there, that's her fully restored 63 Fairlane.
Wow.
And she used to drive that on weekends.
When they bought the Fairlane, it had actually been in a previous fire, and it was just a metal body. Scott restored the car, surprising Julie with it as a birthday present. It had a white body and a shiny red roof that sparkled in the sun.
Her name was Shirley, because slowly but surely we'd get it finished. And, you know, when I drove that car, time seemed to stand still. I was never in a hurry. I didn't care where I was going.
Julie loves vintage objects.
I'm very much into beauty. Had some really nice things. Some stuff I'll never get back, one of a kind.
Julie did find some small vintage vases made of porcelain dolls' heads.
This particular one I always liked because her eyes are closed and her eyelashes are really long and her hair is bouffant-like.
And there are other finds. A few blocks away, 62-year-old Don Pagal holds a small treasure. It's a large ruby ring, blackened and covered in ashes, but undamaged.
For it to make it, just shows that we'll make it too.
Pagal's a veteran, and he was given the ring when he joined the Marine Corps.
Been to Vietnam, Saigon, it's been everywhere.
The ring is a symbol for him of the long road he and his neighbors have ahead of them.
And we'll fight through it just like we did then.
All over this neighborhood, on lot after burned out lot, families, friends, and neighbors sift and cry, laugh and hug, holding both what they've lost and what they've found. For NPR News, I'm Suki Lewis in Santa Rosa.